Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Fan, 1 o'clock. You hear OAR. Landfill decided not to mess with Nate Dogg today. He played his regular song instead of that change up he threw at him last week. Hello, Eric. How do you do?
Fellas, it's good to talk to you. Good to hear my old song back. It's a lovely Tuesday in New York City. How are you?
We're good, buddy. This is B. Mitch and Finley on the Rude guest hotline. We've got our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Yep. And Nate's from the DMV.
Hey, it ain't rude, it ain't right. So Nate's rude.
A lot of news. Let's start with a butt whooping against the Raiders. 17-point win. How excited were you by that?
I mean, the Raiders stink. That is one of the worst game plans I've ever seen in my life. They are a bad, abysmal team, and we've watched a lot of bad, unprepared teams in our time. They are a bad, unprepared team. That being said, we put up a 40 spot in an NFL game, and I don't care how bad or unprepared the team you're playing is, putting up a 40 spot with a backup quarterback is always hard to do and always a delight to see. It was just, I love the bounce back from Cliff Kingsbury. I thought he called a fantastic game. I thought besides Matt Gay missing the field goal and kicking ball out of bounds on the kickoff, I thought special teams was fantastic. Yeah. Obviously, that's not a hot take, but just credit to them for playing fantastic. I thought our front on the defense played great. Bobby Wagner is an absolute machine, getting 2 sacks, just all around a lot of bright spots. A couple, you know, coverage breakdowns that, you know, they need to tighten up, still with the penalties that they need to tighten up. But as far as an NFL game goes, that was a butt whooping, and it was just great to see being 2-1, 2-0 at home. And you know, this is what the times we prayed for. This is what we always wanted. We are a real NFL football team operating like a real NFL football team should, beating up on bad teams like we should, and that was without Jaden. And it was great. It was great, great, great.
What are you expecting moving forward then, Nate?
More of the same, you know. It's this train doesn't stop. You know, you don't rest on your laurels. You go into Atlanta, or Atlanta comes to us, and
we're going to Atlanta.
We're going to Atlanta. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. And, you know, they just lost 30-0 to Carolina. They're a bad team, and we should do more of the same. It shouldn't be we've spent so long talking about playing up and down to competition, right? We saw it year after year, playing up to good teams or getting beat by, you know, soundly by good teams, and then playing down to bad teams. I want more of these 40 burgers. I want more imposing our will on these bad teams. I don't want taking plays off. I don't want, you know, letting teams back into games. Foot on the gas, pedal to the metal, beat down on the bad teams.
Talking with my friend Barstool Nate here. We did this the other day, and I thought it was kind of fun. What was your favorite play from the Raiders game?
Yeah.
Jalen Lane, the punt return. When special teams puts points on the board, and takes the pressure off the offense. And, you know, they don't have to march down the field. You don't have to, you know, get extra reps in for the offensive linemen who are just absolute dogs out there. It's always good. We haven't seen game-breaking speed like Jalen Lane, I feel like, in quite a long time, especially on special teams. And Debo. Debo, I can't believe people called this guy fat. He might be the most in-shape player I've ever seen in my life. So
Coach called him that at the time.
Yeah, yeah. But the return game this season, not just as last week, this season has been spectacular. And punt coverage, too, just if we want to get away from just, you know, the returns, the punt coverage, just spectacular. Whatever they're doing in that special teams room on the punt side of it, field goal kicking, I don't want to get into
Larry Izzo, brother.
The field goal kicking situation is still a problem. Kicking the ball out of bounds on the kickoff is a problem. But I don't want to talk about that because we just came off a huge win. We're only talking about good things. The return game has been fantastic.
The return game's been really good. The kicker situation is there. They remain confident. So I don't think people should expect much change. Whether that's good or bad, that's just the reality. I don't know how long.
I'm expecting him to get better. If they're going to keep him, I'm expecting him to get better.
Low bar, but yeah, I agree with you.
He did make a 55-yarder. Now, granted, he missed the first one, and then, you know what I mean? Like, he missed the first one. The Raiders called the timeout to try to ice him, and then he iced them.
Yeah.
Let's switch it to Atlanta here, Nate Dogg.
Sure.
What's your level of concern with Jaden with the knee?
I don't have a high level of concern. You know, we just saw Marcus Mariota play a hell of a game. And is that sustainable? We're not sure. But he is one of the better backups in the league, and I think that's very important. He's extremely prepared. He's seasoned. He understands how to win football games. Besides the one fumble, I thought he played a fantastic game. I thought his awareness in the pocket was great. I thought his reads were great. I just thought he played just an A-plus game. I don't care who you play against. It's still the NFL. It's still NFL talent. And Marcus Mariota looked fantastic.
He did.
My worry about Jaden is not super high. I think they are proceeding with caution, with extreme caution. I think playing Atlanta this coming up week, if this was the Super Bowl, you would imagine Jaden plays. It's not the Super Bowl. So I'm happy to let him have more time. He has a long, fruitful MVP caliber career ahead of him. We know what it's like to rush players back. We don't want to do that. We know Atlanta is absolute poo-poo. So I'm okay with giving him extra time if he needs it.
I'm jumping in. I don't disagree if you like Mariota in the spot and you want Jaden to rest more. I am jumping in. I think we got to chill with Atlanta's absolute poo-poo. This is the NFL. The Packers, everybody thought were going undefeated. They just lost to the Browns. I want to, at least in the 4 hours of airwaves I'm in charge of, we're going to chill with the Atlanta sucks. There's no way.
I mean, yeah, they got players. They got the best running back in the league. But overall, as a team, I would classify them as poo-poo. And I think that's a fair assessment. I think, you know, if you want to talk about Browns-Packers, I think the Packers win that game 9 out of 10 times. Sometimes in the NFL, the worst team does win.
Right.
We know that. But if we're gonna tier teams, I'm going to put the Falcons purely in the poo-poo tier.
That's fair.
Hey, Nate don't have to play. It's all good.
What's your level of concern with the Terry McLaurin injury?
Buddy Baker, I will never forgive you for what you've done to Terry McLaurin. And I know, JP, you're going to say it's not his fault. It is his fault. That being said, not a great start for Terry until, that 70-yard pass on Sunday where he actually did score, but it wasn't ruled a touchdown, whatever. And now he has the thigh injury and he's questionable to play on Sunday. It's frustrating. I'm not going to overthink it, but I am. You know, he just signed the $100 million deal. He has 10 receptions through 3 games. It's not what you want out of your number one guy. But I try not to think about that because the team is winning and the team, for the most part, looks good. Zero touchdowns should be one. It's not what you want out of your number one wide receiver, and now he might not even play on Sunday. It's not what you want out of your $100 million wide receiver. But again, I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going to take I'm not thrilled. Obviously, I'm not thrilled with it because of all the offseason nonsense. And I'm trying not to, you know,
it's football, make though, a Nate. Correlation people get, between people get that. Hurt in this game of football.
I know. And I'm so, trying not to correlate the injury
think
to
about
the
last year. Stuff. He didn't explode till week three either last year. So
yeah, now he's not even going to have a week four. And
but
it's
you don't know that for a fact.
It's just I'm just frustrated by everything with him, and I know it's not really his fault, but what else am I going to do but just to be kind of just like, hey, we paid you, go out there and perform. He's not performing up to snuff, but it's fine. We're winning football games.
Well, in that case, you got to say it about more than just him, because a lot of people are not performing up to snuff at this point.
Hey, B-Mitch, I'm with you, and I'm trying not to, you know, bring the offseason stuff into this injury. I know that one has nothing with the other, but it's hard not to.
All right, Nate, always the voice of reason. A lot of people yell about Bill not getting more carries. I think they pretty clearly have a committee approach, and they're going to stick to it maybe over time.
And they should.
Bill kind of emerges.
Yeah.
Where do you land on the run game? The run game's really good. I don't think you should complain about how they're running it.
Yeah, whatever works, don't mess with it just because people, you know, want Bill to get more carries. It's clear, and maybe JP, you could talk on a little more. They're not fully confident in him in pass protection, which will limit his time on the field. And if that's so, I mean, Bill is an outstanding runner. His cuts are outstanding. His vision is outstanding. His power is fantastic. I think everybody who has watched every second of every game is like, Bill is that dude. It's not just like a funny name and we're running with it. It's not one of those things. He's a legit guy out on the field, and he has a future in this league for sure. Once he gets his pass protection, you know, down, I think we'll see more of him. But for the time being, this offensive line is doing their thing. The running back by committee is working. I see no reason to tamper with it. If all three running backs are staying fresh and all of them are running for 6 yards a carry, let's keep doing it.
Yep.
I think you're right there.
I think I agree with you on that.
Defensively, how do they match that effort against Atlanta that they had against Vegas?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I mean, Von Miller getting a sack was nice to see, right? Like, I don't think any of us were positive what we were going to get out of him. It's just nice to see him, you know, get on the field, get to the quarterback, get a sack. I don't love our edge rushers, but I feel like everybody's doing just enough to get, you know, the pressure on the quarterback. I think our front four has played great. Daron Payne has played great. Dorrance Armstrong has been great. Kinlaw. I mean, there's not enough good things you can say about these guys. Bobby Wagner still playing at a high level. And then our secondary, it looks like Trey might be a little banged up. Percy Butler, a little banged up. We had to, you know, sign Darnell Savage because Will Harris is hurt. The secondary is holding on for dear life. You know, we just have to get out of this Atlanta game and get these guys healthy. The defense, I'm not worried about, but we have to get them healthy.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's
health is wealth.
Tough stretch here.
And Mikey has not had a good start to the season whatsoever. And Marshawn Lattimore, he seems like he's leaving every game, you know, with some sort of injury, coming back, being doubtful to come back, whatever. The secondary is in shambles, and I really need them to pull it together for Sunday.
I mean, if you think of, listen, let's run through it. Jaden, knee. Terry, quad. Noah Brown, groin and the knee. John Bates, groin. Now, we had Bates on the show a little earlier. He said he's itching to get back out there. We'll see how it goes this week. Mm-hmm. Percy Butler, hip. Trey Amos, calf. That's just the guys that might play this week. Might not, too. Yeah. You got four guys on IR in John Jones, Will Harris, Dietrich Wise, and Eckler, and you still have Cosme on the pup.
Yep.
That's it's week four.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not people, but I just want to throw something out there for people because I need you all to jump off get off the bridge and go down and sit down somewhere. Mm-hmm. Detroit was in the divisional playoff last year and they lost like 30 people. If you pick the right squad, you coach them up. Everybody can play. Football is a sport where people get injured. That don't mean just somebody get hurt or somebody get banged up, they're gonna be done. They can still play. They can still win.
Yeah, I mean, we knew this coming in. We knew this last year, and we're still dealing with it. We are behind in depth, and I don't want to get into it. You know, it upsets me, JP. The Ron Rivera drafts are just the worst string of drafts a guy can possibly do, and it put us behind a little bit. And that's why our average age is higher than anybody else in the league, because they had to go out and sign guys they could plug in immediately to make the team better. That being said, B-Mitch, you're right. It is a next man up league. And that's what they're going to have to do. And the guys, you know, second, third string guys know this. And I think we do have some guys that can step up and fill in admirably. It's just unfortunate we have Qs on the depth chart next to basically everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's not – people get caught up in the age thing. It's not just old guys getting hurt.
The young guys are hurt.
Amos is a rookie. I don't know. The injury list is significant, though. For sure.
But it's not over with.
No, dude, it's week four.
Yeah.
It wasn't over after they lost to the Packers. It's not over now. Nate, I wanted to zoom out from football for just a moment. We just had Jim Smith, the athletic director at Maryland, on the program.
Yep.
You're a proud Terp alum.
I am.
We've documented that you never travel for your beloved Washington Commanders. What do the Terps need to get to record-wise before you're coming down to College Park after dark for a game?
JV, I think this has turned from you wanting me to travel to a game. You just want to hang out with me, and I love that.
It's B-Mitch. He keeps asking me to ask you.
No, I'm not.
Nah, B-Mitch.
Man, Nate talked too much negative stuff for me to want to hang out with him. Nah.
Negative? Yeah, I'm the most optimistic guy I know.
You're a negative nanny.
It's because you never leave your apartment. You're the only guy you know.
Yeah, that is a great point, JV. Cannot argue there. Maryland football is exciting. I mean, you get a 5-star under center and you go into Wisconsin and you just lay the smack down on them, you know, getting some AP votes. It's exciting. But, you know, Mike Locksley, he's still in the hot seat for me. And we've seen hot starts from Maryland football in the past. And then you get into Big Ten play and everything falls apart. I believe he's 19-40 now at Maryland in Big Ten play.
You know, and I disagree with you tremendously. Getting Malik Washington to stay at home only happens with Locks. He has an unbelievable ability to recruit.
I'm not dead. His recruiting is second to none.
Yeah.
It's when you get into Big Ten play. And we've gotten some unfavorable schedules, but you know we have it coming up. We're going to have to play Nebraska, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan. That ain't easy. You know, not every game is going to be against Towson. So I'm cautiously optimistic that they can, you know, turn the corner this season, you know, maybe get like a 9-win season, win a bowl game, and build from there. It's been a long time coming.
Beat Auburn in a bowl 2 years ago. It's not a long time coming.
No, they need people like Nate to give more money they can get better players.
Look, JP, I know what you're doing, but when you beat Auburn in the Meineke Bowl game, when Auburn rests 47
they
starters.
They beat Auburn in the Nashville Music City Bowl. They beat an SEC team in SEC country, and you just want to, like, pick reasons to not think that's cool.
I think
it's cool.
Negative Nate.
Negative Nate, dude. Yeah. Negative Nate.
If you're fine going 8-5 and winning the oil change bowl against a bunch of backups in Nashville, fine. I aim higher.
Nate, dog, we're talking higher. Maryland football in the Big Ten. I am good with that. Give me 8-9 wins, win a bowl game.
They act like this team has always been like a top-notch football program.
And now in the 12-team playoff, maybe we sneak in there.
When I was coming up, we were going to the Orange Bowl. We were a powerhouse.
That happened once. They went to the Orange Bowl.
National powerhouse when I was coming up. You want to go play the Toaster Strudel against a bunch of backups. That's JP's happy.
When were you in school when you were coming up? Shut up.
They went to one Orange Bowl.
It was my junior year of college. I was there.
And Maryland football were powerhouses. And now you're happy just being there.
Brian, how long have you lived in the DMV? 40 years?
Over 30 years.
30 years?
And I don't know what Nate's talking about.
I want better for my alma mater.
I want powerhouse in hoops. I want good in football, and I'm happy. Right, I'm going to give you something where you'll be insanely optimistic. Caps preseason has started.
Wagon. Just an absolute wagon of a team. Just wake me up in the playoffs. This team is once again going to be great. It's once again a long 82-game regular season just to get us to the playoffs. I wish we could fast forward now. Caps team, just very, very good.
Was it shrooms or sativa you did this morning, Nate?
Brother, I'm high on life. Are you kidding me?
Man, the stuff you just say sometimes. I wonder, do you really believe in anything
ketamine.
You say?
Ketamine.
Look, if there's one thing I know, it's Caps hockey. I watched every second of preseason game number one. This team might win the President's Trophy, B. Mitch, and you can write that down right now. This team is an absolute powerhouse. Ovi's a little banged up right now. You know better than anybody, B. Mitch.
How is Ovi banged up right now?
He's banged up. He's in non-contact.
I don't know what you're talking about with that, Nate. I never miss a game but one.
Just one game. We got to let you go, dude. You're driving us nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'll talk to you guys.
I was high on life till Nate came on the damn phone.
Goodbye,
B-Mitch,
man.
You gotta just smoke some life.
I'm hanging
brother,
up on and... you. Goodbye. All right, we need to focus. As
ban him from the show for the next 3 weeks.
Nate might be getting a week off. We need to focus here. We have a serious operation in play. When we return, Jeff Walker is going to go in the alley and hit an exploding golf ball. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.